Well, hello, gentlemen, and I'm having another Peroni tonight. I know it's a school night and all, but I don't have work tomorrow, as I'm not allowed to go back to work yet. And that's good for you guys, because I can make more videos. Well, maybe it's good for you guys, I don't know. But here's a news item I got kind of mixed feelings about. Now, this looks like a very happy couple here, but unfortunately that isn't the case. You knew it wouldn't be, didn't you guys? The guy on the left is actually a con man. He befriends these femmes online and then meets them, and it's obviously very charming. These femmes are not young femmes, so they're quite desperate, and maybe they believe things they shouldn't. But he's been in jail before for being a con man, doing exactly the same thing. But you can't keep somebody in jail forever for that. So he was let out, and he's done exactly the same thing again. And all these femmes are crying about it. This femme apparently lost her business because of him. And this femme apparently lost £200,000. As you can see, all these femmes look roughly about the same. So I guess he knows how to pick 'em, eh? I mean, come on, femmes, when a guy's too good to be true, he is. Then here's another femme, and she's probably the best one of the bunch. And she only lost £16,000. But all these femmes are crying about it and said that he should never been let out of jail. But he didn't murder anybody. You can't keep somebody in jail forever for being a con man. But the reason I've got mixed feelings about this is because femmes have been scamming men for hundreds of years. I know loads of friends of mine and people and acquaintances that have been screwed over by a femme and lost everything. Lost their house, lost their children, and been left with absolutely nothing. Then I bet a lot of you guys out there know someone too. And that was all done legally in the divorce courts. So you see, that's why I find it hard to have any sympathy for these femmes. Whereas the guy who had to go to divorce court had no option. As soon as he walked in the doors, he'd already lost. And some of these guys have worked 25 years to get a house, to get a car, piece of land, some children, and he loses it all. And femmes and the ex-wife has no sympathy for the man at all. They generally laugh. Now, I'm not going to laugh at these femmes for being stupid, but I also have no sympathy for them either. I mean, if you take a look at this guy, he's nothing special, right? Of course, he's not going for the hot femmes that are older. He's just going for the average ones that still crave attention. And all he does is just say what they want to hear. I mean, if you think about it, these femmes gave over their money, free will, as it were. But the guy in the divorce courts has no option. The law just takes it. And usually anything else that he may get later on. I myself couldn't be a con man because you have to lie all the time. But you don't see femmes sticking up for men who are divorce-raped, do ya? So I guess this guy got caught again and he'll go back to jail. And probably when he's let out again, he'll do exactly the same thing. He probably doesn't know anything else. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think about this story, this news item. I'll put a link down below. Do you have sympathy for these femmes or not? That is the question.